BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website. The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm Hannah, I'm 18 and I'm from York. You might not know this, but tomorrow I'm going to fail my history exam. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio. Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Lots to tell you about this weekend. And a very exciting show today because we are going to reveal very, very soon who the special guest is at BBC Radio 1's Hackney Weekend on the Saturday. So many people talk about this, wanting to know who the guest is. We're going to reveal it to you at 1... Well, really, sooner than that, 1:20 this afternoon. So you've got 10 minutes to wait. If you look to the website, you're like, who's the special guest on Saturday? I'm going to tell you in 10 minutes. I can't say who it is yet, but she is coming. Might be a clue. Because she wants to. I can't say who it is, but she's certainly not your girlfriend. Like I say, I can't say who's coming. I'll tell you in 10 minutes to the Hackney Weekend. But Hackney is like the honey and she is the bee. That's all I can say.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1 Twitter is going mad at the moment, at BBC R1. If you want to try and guess who the exciting special guest is on Saturday at Radio 1's Hackney Weekend. I'm going to tell you at 1:20 this afternoon. Here's another clue. She might be there all day and night. I'll tell you at 1:20. So Hannah introduced the show today. What's all this about you failing your exam?
Well, I'm on the phone to you instead of revising.
Don't blame me.
No, I'm got quite nervous.
Are you?
Yeah.
Do you need a bit of help?
Probably a little bit.
I can't actually help you with any subject matter.
Yeah.
But I could give you some motivational words.
Oh, yes, please.
Okay. We normally use a song for this. Hang on a second. Right, this might work. You can do it, put your back into
it. Come on. I can do it, put your ass. That's a bit inappropriate, if anything, isn't it?
This one, actually. And then a hero comes along. You can do this, Hannah.
I'm feeling with inspired. To carry on. And
you cast your fears aside. And you know. You can go in there, you can do this exam, and you can pass it. So when you feel like hope is gone, remember, you're a hero. Look inside you and be strong, and you'll finally see the truth. This is you she's singing about. That a hero lies in you. Are you allowed to take pictures in?
No.
Oh. Thinking maybe you could just take a picture of me in or something.
Why would she do that?
Just
to
because,
motivate me, yeah.
Yeah. And then remember what we said and, you know, the conversation we had yesterday.
I think you probably have done the opposite of helping. Now when she does her exam tomorrow, she's just going to have this song in her head the whole time.
That's okay. It's inspiring.
That's it. I feel motivated now.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you really, though?
I feel ready.
Have you done any revising?
I've done a bit of revising, yeah.
That'd be fine.
Yeah. Done a bit of revising. Yeah, it'll be fine.
I understand there's a lot of people listening who are super stressed about exams at the moment, so hello if that's you. How long is your exam?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
2 hours.
How do you do that without eating? Are you allowed to take food in?
Oh, no, my drama was 2.5 hours. I was starving.
I think you are allowed to take food in, like little nibbles, aren't you?
I think you're allowed water. But you don't think you're allowed food.
You should be allowed food. Yeah. As long as it's not, like, crunchy food that's annoying for other people taking exams.
Yeah. And maybe smelly food.
Yeah. But, like, things that are definitely crunchy. Chris would be off.
Yeah, you couldn't take a kebab in, could
I
you?
I don't see why not.
I'm a vegetarian, so I couldn't do kebab.
Okay, don't do that then.
No.
You could take a veggie sausage in. Or, like,
yeah.
In a bap or something.
I don't think they'd mind.
Well, listen, good luck.
Thank you.
And remember, Hannah.
Yeah. So when you feel like hope is gone,
look inside you and be strong. Mm-hmm. And you'll finally see the truth that a hero lies in you. What are you?
I'm a hero.
That's it, you're a hero. Love you, bye.
Bye, love you.
So many people excited. Not long to go. One song, I'll tell you who's going to be the Saturday special guest at Radio 1's Hackney weekend. Whoop. All I'm saying is let's hope her secret diary is free that weekend, because we've given her a call, girl. If someone needed a doctor, she might go, who?
The Scott Mills Daily.
There are just 12 days to go until it's happening. 12 days. It's not only the biggest concert that Radio 1 has ever put on, but it's just a celebration of the Olympic Games being staged in East London. It's the climax of the Radio 1 and One Extra Hackney Academy. It's huge. Over 100 artists and DJs performing over six stages in London on the 23rd and 24th of June. We've never put anything of this scale on before. People like B.O.B., Calvin Harris, Chase and Status, Ed Sheeran, Jay-Z, Maverick Saber, Plan B, Rihanna, Rita Ora, Swedish House Mafia, will.i.am. It's just a huge list. And today, right now, I can announce a very special guest to the lineup on Saturday. A lot of you lot have been putting together the subtle clues that I've been giving out and have worked out that the Saturday guest at Radio 1's Hackney Weekend is Nicki Minaj! Well done for working it out. Seriously, the biggest female hip-hop superstar in the world right now, Nicki Minaj, on that stage in Hackney. Make me come alive, come on and turn me on. Stay listening to Radio 1 and One Extra next week to hear how you could still be at a Hackney weekend. And remember, you'll be able to hear the whole thing live on Radio 1 and watch it on the Radio 1 website all weekend. 23rd and 24th of June. Just announced, Nicki Minaj is playing live.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Very exciting show today. It's only Monday and it's rubbish weather, but we've already announced that Nicki Minaj is special guest at Radio 1's Hackney Weekend on Saturday. And now I'm going to reintroduce you to someone that's not been here for a while. Actual Becky is here. Hiya.
Hi.
Daddy's home.
Yes.
Becky, sweetheart. Go get it for Daddy.
Now, Usher is in the live lounge on Wednesday, so I have put a request in for him to do this one as a proper get well message for you.
Daddy needs it right now.
Welcome back, love.
Thank you.
Really nice to see you.
Thank you. I thought you said you were going to ease me in gently rather than just immediately bombard me with Usher.
Is that one making me feel sick?
Have you missed us?
I have, actually, but you know when I knew I was really ill is when you two turned up on my doorstep with flowers and donuts.
Yeah.
Going, yes, we're here to see you. And then I thought, like, oh, and I think you two wanted entertainment. I don't think... Have you ever visited somebody who's ill before?
I've never done a home visit before.
No. We were a bit like, so what happens now?
Because you turned up and you were like, God, this is a long way, isn't it? Yeah. And then sat down and we're like, so? And I was like, well, it's not up to me to entertain you. I'm the ill one. Tell me stuff.
Got Chinese in.
So, yeah, we did. It's good, that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So many people have been asking how you are, so, and we've been saying that you've not been very well.
Yeah,
so.
But I'm getting better, so that's all good. And I just want to say thank you so much to everyone who's messaged me saying, where are you? Get well soon. So, yeah, it's been
it's
really
It's going
nice.
To brighten people's day a lot, you know.
Well,
no pressure.
It feels a lot safer around here.
Yeah, it's gone downhill health and safety wise.
Do you know what? One of my darkest days when I was off was lying there on the sofa watching a video with Chris lying on the floor with spaghetti hoops.
Spaghetti hoops one, yeah.
All over my headphones. And then just when I thought it couldn't get any worse, a yoghurt came out.
Were you watching that live, were you?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry about that.
It was awful. I was like, what is going on? And I was like screaming at the telly.
There was one time a couple of weeks back.
Do I want to know this? Is this an extra time?
Well, you'll find out anyway at some point. There was one time when, you know that sheet that we put down for innuendo bingo so it doesn't get wet?
Yeah.
That we found a mackerel in there.
I'm not sure where that came from.
What, an actual fish?
Yeah, it had been in there for weeks.
Full on dead fish.
Really stank.
What, just left in the cupboard?
It was kind of intertwined in the sheets. It was not really nice.
It was rank.
Anyway, but apart from that, you know.
It's all been fine.
So you'll just be here popping in now and again to restore some order, which I like.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
You did just hear me right. Becky is back in the building. Look how many texts there are from people going, yeah.
That's nice, isn't it?
Really nice. So you've not been very well, as we were just saying, and you are getting better. You're not going to be here every day, though, are you?
No. If there's a really good episode of Don't Get Done, Get Dom on, which I haven't seen already, then yeah. I'm going to stay home.
That's fair enough.
That's understandable, yeah.
If there's nothing on TV, I'll just come in.
Really good to see you, though, seriously. Now, how are your Scott Mills points going?
Slightly depleted. I think I've got about 9,282,403.
Yeah,
but that's only a rough estimate.
Yeah. Mm. Well, yeah, it's good news because with that lack of them, you can win some soon, and so can you if you're listening at home or maybe on a revision break. You know those calls that we do when we call up somebody that we know, and instead of having a proper conversation, we read out the lyrics to a song. I've done loads, but I've run out of friends. So
there's only so many times unlucky Gary will take it, isn't there?
There is really, apparently. So.
She's back.
Welcome back. So
I mean, he's on to you by now.
I've run out of friends. So Chris has done one of these calls. But do you think Chris's mates will know that he isn't having a normal conversation with them on the phone? He's actually just reading out the lyrics to Adele. Okay, let's do this. Done this a few times before, where we just call up somebody and read them song lyrics and see if they notice that it's not an actual, real, normal conversation. You see, I think Tamsin from the Radio 1 press office still thinks that I spent the summer in northern Michigan one year singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long after I'd called her with the Kid Rock lyrics. And it's debatable whether unlucky Gary still thinks I met a girl on Monday, took her for a drink on Tuesday. Don't know.
It was when he just went, what, the same girl? Because you kept saying it. He was so confused.
So that's what we do. I've run out of friends, so Chris is making a call today. And who are we calling? Your mate Mark?
Yeah, we're calling my mate Mark Parker, yeah.
Right, and he's just got married, which is perfect for this song.
Mm.
Okay, so if someone called you and started reading out the lyrics to this song...
Oh, no. He's just got married.
Yeah. How long before they realise what you're doing and that it's not a normal convo? Come on. Some of them I can understand, but this is one of the most famous songs in the entire world. She sold 20 billion copies of this album in her sleep. Everybody knows about it. So, what I'm saying is, how long before Chris's mate Mark, newly married, realises that the story on the phone isn't a normal conversation, but it's just the lyrics to Adele's Someone Like You, one of the most famous songs in the world? You can have, if you get within 20 seconds of the right answer, you can have 20 Scott Mills points.
Oh, yeah?
Introductory offer there for you. Reintroduction.
Thank you very much.
So, what are you saying?
I think... Oh, they're quite blokey, aren't they, Chris's mates? I think you'd be like, what are you doing, mate? I'm going to say 30 seconds.
30 seconds before he realises that it's just the lyrics to Adele and Someone Like You. Let me know what you think. There's 20 Scott Mills points up for grabs if you get it within 20 seconds either side. So here is Chris calling his friend Mark, who's just got married. He's doing the words to Someone Like You, but how long before he recognises?
Hello.
You all right, mate?
Yeah, very well. How are you?
Well, I'm good, thanks, yeah. What are you up to?
Oh, yeah, getting ready for work. I've got a mad week. I did Monday. I'm doing tonight, tomorrow night and Saturday, so yeah, it's a bit crazy.
But... And how's the wife?
Yeah, she's good.
I heard that you settled down.
I know, yeah.
Found a girl.
Yeah.
And you're married now.
It was nice, yeah.
And I heard that your dreams came true, that's fair to say, right?
It is, definitely, yeah.
Guess she gave you the things I didn't give to you.
Right.
Old friend?
Yes, we are fairly old friends.
Why are you so shy?
Why am I so shy? Oh, no, I'm fine.
I ain't like you to hold back or hide from the light.
Pardon?
I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away and I couldn't fight it.
Totally understand.
I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over.
Really? Well, What's not over there, mate?
Never mind.
Okay.
I'll find someone like you.
Oh, it's Adele. Never mind, I'll find someone like yes. you.
One minute 40 before he realised that you were doing the lyrics to Adele. Good. Someone like you. That was awkward, wasn't it?
I love it when people go, I'm fine. And you can really tell they're so not.
Skip in Bournemouth said 1 minute 20. Yes, you can have 20 Scott Mills points. If you said anywhere 20 seconds either side of 1 minute 40, then give yourself those points. Good one, Chris.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Becky's back today. Hiya.
Hiya.
Hello. Chris is still there.
Yep.
That was
brilliant.
Nice.
So, I was in...
That was like Woody and Buzz Lightyear. When Buzz arrives, Woody's chucked out.
Awkward.
Still there. I was in Poland this weekend. It was a mistake. Me and my flatmate do this annual thing where we go somewhere. Been to Ibiza before. Where else have we been? Oh, yeah, Riga, Latvia. And this year we decided to go to Krakow, Poland, not realising that it was the Euros that are on at the moment. I didn't have any clue of that when I booked it. There were a lot of people with different types of flags when we arrived.
Did you not think, my, these hotels and flights are expensive?
No, because they weren't.
Oh.
I got an apartment. It was really quite cheap. So I had absolutely no idea that this was happening. And Chris found it very, very amusing that last week, as it was all unrolling on Newsbeat about speaking to the fans in Krakow, him going, ha ha, that's where you're going this weekend.
Well, you didn't realise.
I didn't
until
know.
Until last week.
No. I did see, when I was there, it's a very nice city, by the way, I did see the England coach, which
did
I presume
you?
Had players on.
Oh,
now, you would
that's
kill
cool.
for that, right?
I'd love that, yeah.
They just went past. People were doing various signs.
Of course.
The Polish people were doing some signs at the
sure.
at the bus. And England are playing tonight, aren't they? So I got out just in time. Well, yeah. No, obviously, if I was a football fan, then I'd want to stay, but I had to come back to do the show. They're playing tonight in Poland.
Yep.
And you've already got your England shirt on
yep,
there?
Of course, yeah. Yep.
Now, we've only just found out today that there is an actual official song. How do we not know about this?
Yeah, I wasn't aware that there was one.
Because normally, they're quite high profile, aren't they?
Bizarrely, it was Becky who found it.
Bizarrely? I'm back like, now, we can do football banter properly.
Four no. Lions, was that one?
Don't. Are you joking?
Was that a one?
Three Lions.
Sorry, Three Lions, yeah. Was that one?
Yeah.
Right, but why don't we know about this one? Can we play it? Here we go. This is called Sing for England, and it's by someone called Chris Kamara.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's hear a bit of it now on Radio 1. It's no how does it feel to be on top of the world, is it? We are England. We are England. That's Chris Kamara. Who's that, please?
Chris Kamara is one of the best pundits around. He's just hilarious. He does...
Stratton Park, where there's been a red card, but for who, Chris Kamara?
I don't know, Jeff, has it? I must have missed that. Red card?
Chris! Have you not been watching? I haven't! I don't know where that's come from, Chris. I have no idea what has happened there. What's happened, Chris?
I don't know, Jeff. I don't know. The rain must have got in my eyes, Jeff.
Yeah. Chris, let me tell you, according to our sources, Anthony van den Boer has been sent off for a second bookable offence. Get your fingers out and count up the number of Portsmouth players who are on the field.
No, you're right. I saw him go off, and I thought they were bringing a sub on, Jeff.
He sounds like a brilliant pundit.
Do you understand all that?
No,
he's
but
the best.
I understand that he didn't understand who the red card was given to.
Exactly.
Am I correct?
Yes.
Right, so I kind of almost got
no,
the joke.
No, he didn't know that there was a red
what?
Card at all.
Oh, right, cool.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so Chris Kamara is doing this song.
He is, yes.
The official song that no one seems to know about much.
Someone always has to release a song before England goes to the World Cup or the Euros and stuff like that. Whereas I think that's the wrong way about doing things. I think someone should make a song for when, if it does happen, say England go out the competition. The song that the montage...
I like the montage songs. It's always this one. This is on a lot, right?
Hold on.
Oasis.
Hold on.
I don't watch it much, but this is always on.
Yeah, you see, this already makes me feel sad.
Be scared.
And the other one is... So you're suggesting what?
Well, I'm saying that what we should do is make a song that, should it happen, you know, I hope it doesn't, but let's say England do get knocked out of the tournament.
You're saying we should make a song for when they crash out?
No, I'm just saying, well, no, or if they win the tournament, this song could be used as well, but we should nail the song that will be on the montage.
Right, because it's just normally between Oasis and the Streets,
yeah.
So we're missing a trick. Okay, as with most things, have we not left this a little bit late?
Yes, we have.
Right. So where do we go from here?
Well, they've got three group games, at least. So I think as long as we can get it done for next week, maybe we should all write one.
There's still no time. We all have to wait. We want three.
Yeah, and then...
By next week.
Hi, is that BBC One? Yeah, you know you normally use Oasis or The Streets. Would you be able to put our one on?
But that's exactly what I'm thinking we do. We make three, choose the best, get listeners on it and stuff like that, make it all together,
right.
Sling it off to Chappers at the BBC.
Right. He'll be able to get it on.
And get it put on the montage.
Yeah, no worries. So we've got how long, do you reckon?
Well, let's get cracking.
Right. Is Sadossa available?
I can ask.
That's not a bad shout, is it?
But we could all write the lyrics, we could all make this together, and right. Then we could have the song... On the montage, should they win or lose?
So it's a team effort,
yes.
With all of us. And by all of us, I mean our listeners as well.
This is what I'm thinking.
Right, so email me if you want. What do we need? Some lyrics?
Lyrics.
And the lyrics need to be kind of reflective, do they?
Yeah, it should be. They've got to be for if England win or lose. So I think something along the lines of, you've done your best.
You have both?
That kind of thing, you know?
Well, if they win it and we've gone, it's all right, lads, you did your best.
Yeah.
That doesn't really fit with that.
And also, you couldn't play Stop Crying Your Heart Out if they won. Could you?
Well, true. But think emotional montage.
Right, okay.
That's what we're aiming for here.
All right, no problem. I like you did your best.
Yeah, a bit like a school report or something, you know.
You did your best. It wasn't quite good enough.
Yeah, but it's the taking part that counts.
Do you think we should do... Well, yeah, so if they crash out, we can basically just come along like a patronising parent and have all that in the song.
Here's the song for you. Right, so email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Any ideas for this song that we can get on? Chappers will be able to slide it in through the back, won't he?
100%.
scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Any ideas for lyrics? Any idea for, you know, the sentiment behind the song? Maybe who should sing it? Get involved. This is a team effort.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're just trying to get this song together that they can play on the montage if England should crash out of Euro 2012. We need to open this up a bit, though, because some people are like, shut up about England, not everyone supports England. This could be a song for any team. Maybe if you're Danish, and let's say your team goes out, you know, it won't be about England, it needs to be about winning or losing.
Yeah, or it could be the Team GB in the Olympics. That's another use, isn't it?
Maybe if one of our athletes falls over in the 100 metres, that could be playing as they're, you know, crying on the ground.
Does that happen a lot?
People falling over in the 100 metres?
Yeah.
I've got no idea. Win or lose... We're on the booze. Okay, not quite the right message I'm looking for, but thank you for your comment, whoever that was.
How do you feel about Turn That Frown Upside Down?
I like that a lot, actually.
Yeah. I'm not so sure myself, but...
No, I like that.
Well, it's just a bit teachery almost, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought that was what we were going for.
Slightly
like,
patronising.
Kind of you did your best. Like.
Yeah, you know, I feel like we are. You did your best is good.
Well, we can all make one and... Decide on the best from there.
And not use hers.
Is that what you're saying? Right, you're basically saying we can all make one and then mine will be the one.
Yeah, it's basically
mine's
what you're
the
saying.
One, but you two can try.
Thank you for all your emails coming in. This is needs to be, you know, the replacement song for the montage. They always use Oasis, but this is a team effort. Loads of people are sending it in. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. You tried your best, played against the rest. That's Lewis in North Allerton. Alex in Bath, the eternal optimist, says, what about, I can't believe how badly you let us down. I was supposed to be smiling, but now all I do is frown. I think that's a little bit, like, too far the other way. We've got to have something about the taking part that counts in there somewhere as well, I think. Thank you for all your suggestions for the next song that could be used on the montage, not only for England possibly crashing out, not that they might not, not only for that, but for any sporting event when there are people crying and fans looking sad.
The Scott Mills Daily.
OK, everyone, it's time for Show and Tell. And for this, Chris is here and Becky's here, which is a rare treat.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
So this show and tell is from Millie in Dorset. Hi, Millie. Thanks for sending in your show and tell idea. I like it when the listeners do work and have something to bring to the table for us. Now, what have you got, Chris? What is it?
Well, imagine you're a girl and I've taken you out for dinner.
Right.
And we're getting on quite well and you come back to mine.
You're doing some hilarious anecdotes.
Yeah, and we're having a really nice time.
So I'm back at yours now, am I?
Yeah.
Wow, that went fast.
He's cooked you some chicken nuggets.
Yep.
Should we put some music on? That'd be nice.
Yes.
Hang on.
We belong together.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? That's really set the mood. I haven't done this for ages. Am I allowed to find my sound effects?
Go for it.
Okay, good. Hang on. Have I still got them? Yes, I have. All right, so what's going on?
Well, we're having a lovely time. Right. Maybe having a drink.
Can you...
what was that?
Hang on, hang on. Can you close the curtains? You've got those ones where you clap, haven't you?
What, with the curtains?
Yeah.
Yep.
Go on. Curtains closed.
Yep.
It's not the best effect, is it?
It's also turn the lights off.
Is your mum there or has she gone out?
I knew you'd do this.
What? Did you do that thing where you tell them to stay upstairs for a bit?
Right.
She's going to pop down in a minute and ask if you want a cup of tea.
Oh, she shouldn't.
We're having a nice drink.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I will.
Do you want that?
Thank you. Just the one.
See it off.
That wouldn't happen. I'm not going to see off a glass of wine. We're just supposed to sip it.
We'll have another one.
All right, then. Can I just ask, what is this to do with Millie from Dorset?
Oh, it'll all come clear very soon.
Right, what's she found?
Well, so we walk upstairs, you come into my bedroom.
Hang on, I'll just open the door to your bedroom.
Yep.
Oh my God, what's going on in here?
No, that's nothing to do with me. No.
Well, whose room's that?
No, that's wrong.
This is your parents' house.
Oh. No, none of that. That's not happening.
That's not your dad.
No, stop putting in the sound effects where they're not. No, that's not one.
No?
No.
Okay, let's open the door again. Pretend that didn't happen. So we're in your room.
We are. And you see on my wall above my bed this.
If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world?
And that's written on the wall?
Yeah.
Has this happened to Millie off Dorset?
Well, Millie's found this website where you can buy these stencil things so you can have lyrics to songs on the wall.
Wow. And that's obviously Snow Patrol.
Yeah.
If I lay here,
written on a bedroom wall.
If I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world?
I think that's quite sweet. I mean, if the words mean something to that particular person...
Well, I think it's a bit creepy.
You must think to yourself, I like Snow Patrol, I really like the lyrics to this song, I love this song in particular, so I want the lyrics to it written above my bed.
Yeah. It's a bit like getting a tattoo on your wall. I think it's a bit creepy. I think it's the wrong song choice myself.
Like, imagine you went into a guy's bedroom. You're in there already. Oh, not again.
He seems keen. So I'm in his room and I see that above his bed.
Yeah, what do you think?
I don't know if it would bother me that much, but I think if he pointed it out, you know, like if he walked in and he was like, okay, right, this is my room, and then like went along and was like pointing it as if it was some sort of message to me, that would freak me out.
Yeah.
You know, like the sort of shy and nervous people that can't ask you out.
Right, so they
might use that as a kind of... Rather than, should we just have a lie down? He might, like, start pointing out, like... At that point, I'd be freaked out. But if it was just on the wall...
Should we just have a lie down?
But you know, I couldn't work out how to say it.
I think that's well recovered. So you found some reviews of people that have had this on their wall.
Yeah, apparently people love it. It's really useful.
I was really struggling with the sheer weight of people wanting to sleep with me. For months, I had to have a carefully rotated calendar to keep the amount of attention I deliver to each of my lovers as fair as possible.
I love reviews.
Thanks to this wall quote, my diary has magically cleared itself. My lovers have all gone elsewhere, rather than lay here. Shouldn't that be lie here? Snow Patrol really need to work on their grammar.
Very useful for this person.
Finally, I can sleep in my own bed without being pestered by hordes of attractive people wanting to sleep with me.
Thinking about it, I think it's less scary to have it above, the, like, behind the bed than it would be on the ceiling. Because by that point, you're already lying down and it's really awkward. You look up and you're like, okay, good. Yeah. And then you can't get up without looking like you've
you're
seen
trapped.
It and gone, oh. But I think there's worse things you could have on your wall.
I think I would have different lyrics. I don't think I would have Snow Patrol.
Yeah.
I think I'd have something maybe a little bit less, I don't know, obvious.
Well, yeah, and this is what I was thinking as well. So I thought some different ones I would have on my wall.
So if I go into your bedroom, I'm in.
Yep.
This is what's written above your bed.
I feel her slipping through my fingers. Now she's gone, I'm sleeping with the light on. And sharks swim through my veins now that she's gone. I'm sleeping with the lights on.
Oh.
No, that's weirder.
Busted. Yeah.
I feel her slipping through my fingers. Now she's gone. I'm sleeping with the light on.
Why is that weirder?
That's weirder because it makes you sound like you're still madly in love with your ex-girlfriend. That's worse than having a picture of her by your bed.
I never realised they said sharks swim through my veins.
Yeah. What's that about?
I don't know what that means.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you're never going to get anybody else to have a lie down if
I
got
thought
that.
It was I thought it was good just because it was about sleep.
Right.
Which is the point of it.
Are all these ones that you're now going to suggest?
Yes,
you just typed sleep into the computer and
exactly.
See what's come up. Okay.
All right, so busted's off.
Yeah.
Anymore?
Right. Yeah, see what you'd think if I had this above my bed.
Okay, I'm coming in. What's that on the wall?
Come a little closer, baby. Get it on. Get it on. Because tonight is the night when two become one.
It's a classic.
Come a little bit closer, baby. Get it on. Get it on. Because tonight is the night when two become one.
How easy is it to change these stencils if you decide that maybe
I
they're
like
not the ones
that
you
one.
Want?
That's like a guarantee, isn't it?
Really?
Yeah, like a money back, not a money back guarantee.
Who's paying?
Money back guarantee.
I didn't mention any payment.
It just sets out what it is. Just, you know, there's no question what's going on in that one.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Quite a few people are listening and have already got that stencilled on their wall. It's a thing.
I think pretty much any song works,
yeah.
Actually, in one way or another.
This would be a good one to put on your wall.
You can do it, put your back into it.
Come on. I can do it, put your ass into it.
Or imagine the lyrics to this classic song. Just stenciled on your wall.
My mind's telling me no.
Yeah.
But my body.
Bryce.
My body's telling me yes.
You can have all the words to the whole 4-minute song, I think, would suit.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I was in Poland at the weekend. Everyone is going, oh, what, for the football? No, I booked it about 6 months ago. Didn't realise that the Euros were on. It's just me and my flatmate have a little kind of city break every year. And what are the chances of me choosing the place that has the football on?
Did you have a nice time?
It was great. It's really nice. Krakow.
Did you take in the culture and all that?
Yep. I had a ride on a horse and cart. Mm. And then I watched some TV as well. There's a really good soap opera, which I got into. Which I do, as you know, I watch a lot of TV on holiday. And it's a really good one. It's the only programme on that was Polish, but with some English subtitles. The rest of it was more of a challenge because you had to kind of really work out what was going on. There were no subtitles at all.
Yeah.
And there was a great cliffhanger where this woman was trying to decide whether she needed a bodyguard or not. And that was the kind of cliffhanger. And she did in the end.
Was it The Bodyguard? Or is this
no, it was a long-running soap opera. I looked it up in Poland. But they do have English subtitles. Sometimes they get them a bit wrong. But that makes it better as well. It's also one of those places where after about 10 p.m, the TV gets a lot racier. They do that in Europe, don't they, sometimes?
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't want to watch the TV with your mum after a certain time. Probably 10 p.m, I would say, is the cut-off point. Then all sorts happens.
It escalates quickly.
Really quickly. One minute there's like a cartoon on, and the next minute, whoa! Also, I was in a restaurant last night. Quite confusing signs on the toilets. You know when you're not quite sure which is the gents and which is the ladies. And you have to do that kind of 50-50 thing of like...
It is right, tricky.
It is tricky. And it wasn't like normal signs. You know, it wasn't like stick men or stick ladies. It was like a square and then like a triangle.
Right.
It wasn't even those ones... You know, the normal ones that you get. It was completely different. I've never seen
it. I've had to use Google Translate before.
I've done that as well.
Where it's been a tricky decision.
Yeah. Anyway, so I finally... I mean, it is 50-50. I finally decide in this quite nice restaurant which one I think is the gents, okay? I need to use the cubicle.
Yeah.
So I make myself nice and comfy. And then I hear the main door of the toilet open. And that awful sound of clip-cloppy shoes... That cannot possibly be a man's shoes.
Could be clogs.
No, they're not. They don't wear them. It's clearly a lady's... I'm going to have to stay here for ages now, aren't I?
Yeah.
So I did about 10 minutes. And then I waited until she'd used the hand dryer and I could hear her leaving. And then I was safe to go. It's a tricky thing, isn't it? Seriously.
What, working out the men's and the ladies?
Yeah, well, sometimes. Yeah.
Mm.
Especially there. Apart from that, it was brilliant. Really good.
Good.
Really, really good. Didn't see one bit of football. Or any football fans.
But saw the England coach.
I saw the England coach. I think they're staying there. Hope I haven't given that away. I haven't said the hotel or anything,
I'm sure it's public knowledge.
It's all fine. But I think they're playing in the Ukraine tonight. So that's why. But yeah, thanks for asking. It was good.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Greg James.
Hiya.
You okay?
Yes, I'm very good.
Good. I've been in Poland this weekend.
I know, I saw your Twitter. What's going on?
Just a little mini break. Didn't realise the football was on, so that was good. Oh, I forgot to tell you. I went to a restaurant where there was a vomitorium on Saturday night. Put some pictures on my Twitter. We'll try and get on the Facebook as well. An actual...
two the vomitorium.
Can't wait.
Two steel bins.
Get that on the Facebook.
Hey. It would get a lot of likes. Two steel bins. So if you've maybe eaten a little bit too much in the restaurant or had a few drinks too many, then there's a sign with a man being sick above these two steel bins and you can just go for it.
That's the picture I saw.
Brilliant idea.
I thought it was a sink and it had the picture of a little stick man being
kind
sick.
Kind of a sink, yeah, like a massive sink.
Okay.
Yeah.
A sick man.
So that was good. What else happened? Oh, as I was going...
what else? That's it?
As I was going...
Did that, came home.
As I was going through London, Luton... Airport.
A fine airport.
That's right. And really near London. There were some police who were warning people about the football. So everyone was going to Poland, had a little talking to beforehand, like, right, lads, just, make sure you're all right, make sure you're good out there.
Give it a clean fight.
Yeah. Just don't fight.
Give it a good clean fight, you know.
Don't fight and don't drink too much. So everyone was getting this little chat. I went up and the policeman was like, are you going to Poland for the football? Oh, Scott Mills, of course you're not going to Poland for the football. Come on in.
Waved him through.
I completely...
The irony is, of course, that you fight more than a football fan.
Yeah. That's right.
As soon as you got through, his shirt was off.
Couple of wines, I'm on. So, I was waved straight through. I didn't even get the little talk. Right, today on Oh What's Carrying, thanks for playing along.
That's all right.
You know that bit where you only hear the punchline of the joke in the pub? Like, maybe you've just walked in and you didn't hear the lead-up and there's a bloke going... Well, and I said to her, why would I want a 10-inch pianist? You know that. But you laugh along anyway, because you presume that the body of the joke was amusing, not just the punchline. Today, will Chris laugh at famous comedians if he's only heard the punchline?
Oh.
Okay. So the idea is with this, we've got some clips of Live at the Apollo on the BBC. Some famous comedians... Maybe place your bets now. How many out of five will Chris laugh at when he's only heard the punchline to the joke?
See, I think Chris is quite a nice chap.
Yeah.
But are the punchlines funny?
No, I think you'd laugh anyway. I think you're a laugher.
Yeah.
You're a happy chap.
Yeah.
I'd say.
Are the punchlines funny on their own? And now, Oh What's Occurring? You know that bit, that awkward bit when you only hear the punchline to the joke? You didn't hear the lead up, but you still go, ha 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 ha. The idea with this is that we have got some clips from Live at the Apollo, a very funny show on the BBC, but we're only playing Chris the punchlines to the joke.
Mm.
He's going to take some water in his mouth, innuendo bingo style. My question to you, Greg James, and to the people listening at home or at work or revising is, how many out of five punchlines will he laugh at without hearing the rest of the joke, the lead up to the joke, the punchline?
I'm going 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5?
3 out of 5, I think.
listeners.
Because I've seen your performance a lot on Innuendo Bingo. And you just, even if you don't go, you go. So I think three.
So Greg says 3 out of 5. Let me know what you think on 81199. If you get the correct amount, then you can have 10 meaty Scott Mills points.
Oh, what's occurring?
So
meaty.
Here's the first punchline.
Can you only buy meat with them?
Yeah.
Ready?
That'd be good. Yeah, go on then. Water, please. Mm. Here is your first punchline.
We've nearly run out of nutmeg.
It's gonna go. Do it again.
We've nearly run out of nutmeg.
Yes, I knew it. He's so weak.
Does that count as one? In the end,
yeah. That was one.
Yeah,
You wanted to. You were holding it in, Chris.
Yeah.
So we don't have the rest of the joke. We just have the punchline.
Yeah. What's that comedian? I want to hear that. I want to hear the first bit.
I know it really does make you want to hear the joke, doesn't it?
I really quite like that one.
Ready?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Sometimes it feels like I'm driving a muffin.
He's a good one.
See? It's still funny.
Sometimes it feels like I'm driving a muffin.
I don't need to hear the rest of that. Ready? Two so far, two he spat at. Next punchline, here we go.
I love that wheelchair. I love that wheelchair.
No, he's fine there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Swallow it.
Good work.
It's quite hard to do that on demand, Greg.
Do it.
2 out of 3. Next punchline, ready?
Ready.
We don't have the rest of the joke, we just have the end bit. Here it is.
Don't feed the pigeons.
Yes.
Don't feed the pigeons.
What even is that?
What is it? They love it, though.
They do love it.
Lapping it up.
So, 3 so far.
Is this the last one?
Yep. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Just the punchline.
Emergency ponchos!
No.
Mm. Oh, he's done well there.
Oh, yeah.
So, 3 out of 5. Let's do one more for luck.
One more?
Yeah. Okay?
All right.
We don't have the joke, we just have the punchline. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Philip, look at me, I'm a stamp.
So, I said out of 5... But you spat 4 times out of 6.
Yes, so that's gone well.
Oh. That went really well.
Right, okay.
Philip, look at me, I'm a stamp.
Do the muffin one again, please. Do the muffin one.
Sometimes it feels like I'm driving a muffin.
That's Sean Locke, isn't it?
What could that have been?
I've no idea, but I quite like it. So if you said 4, then give yourself 10 Scott Mills points, even though I can't, or 3, because I kind of changed the rules.
Oh, what's a kidding?
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 Free